Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
3:05 Monday, which means we talk to John Hook. He's the Fox 10 anchor of 4, 5, and 9 o'clock on Fox 10. John, you surviving the monsoon?
Yes, but barely. My house got trashed on Friday and Sunday.
Trashed meaning what?
Flooding
like
in the front.
Like no. ASU party trashed? I mean, what happened?
No. Flooding. We've got a quirky street that I live on. And believe it or not, when the water runs off of people's yards above me up the street, the final repository is right down my driveway, across my driveway into a little wash that carries it off.
Okay.
So when it starts ripping, we get waylaid.
So are you like the guy that's like out in the, you know, the shorts and the water's up to your waist and you're putting like
sandbags at your front door?
Yeah, is that what's going
on?
No.
Didn't need sandbags. Okay. The water was starting to come into the garage, under the garage door. I was like, wow. Yesterday was one of the worst I've seen because we were right. As you looked at the map as it was rolling in, the radar, we were right in the bright red. We got nailed.
So you know, I've been out here 22 years. Mac's been out here over 10. You've been here. You went to ASU. I mean, you've been here for a while. Do you remember a monsoon that was worse than this? Because I'm having a hard time remembering when we got crushed this badly.
No, it's interesting you ask that, because when I got out here in the late 70s and early 80s, it was much more like it is now.
Really?
Yeah, you'd get a lot more storms. 84 was an unbelievable year. 1984 was an unbelievable year for monsoon. So we have had years like this, but it's been a while. I kind of do think that we're in these almost 30-year cycles, because it feels like we're coming back again to this kind of thing.
Because I can always remember over the many years, wow, I hope we're going to get the monsoon. Oh, it petered out. I hope we're going to get the monsoon. Wow, we really didn't get much. And now it's like one after the other, and APS and SRP have to be going insane with all of the outages. And, you know,
if you're
cleaning pools for a living, or, you know, you're doing people's lawn. Oh my goodness. I mean, you can't catch up.
No, I know. And the fact that some of these storms and the downbursts or microbursts have knocked down those huge metal, towers for electricity.
Right.
That takes some doing. That's got to be 80 miles an hour plus to do that. I mean, to knock those down is unbelievable. So we have had, it's been an amazing year. And I would say it raises a couple of questions. I mean, we've been talking a lot about the heat island. That doesn't let the storms move in. Well, that doesn't seem to have any effect right now. The storms are moving in. So I don't know. I don't know that we totally have this thing nailed down as to why we get it some years and why we don't.
Yeah, but John, I had a native tell me she's lived here all her life, that it seems to go, like you said, in cycles. The west side will get hit for a number of years, then the east side seems to get hit for a number of years.
Right,
it's never
right.
A consistent pattern either, that it trades off.
Well, we weren't getting much in Scottsdale, and then the last 2 days, well, that storm Friday night, the storm Sunday, I've got a rain gauge in my yard. I do. I'm a geek. And this has been 3 inches of rain over the course of 3 days.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty good.
It's not bad
it's
at
pretty
all.
Pretty good.
I think they're saying this is the second wettest monsoon since 1990. That's what I've seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. 90 was a good year, too, in terms of rainfall, because we can get half of our rainfall during the monsoon, which is amazing.
Right.
John, our yearly rainfall. We can get half of it. So
John Hook is joining us. Fox 10 joins us every Monday. Let's switch to the gubernatorial race in Arizona. On the 28th, we'll find out who Governor Ducey's opponent is going to be on the Democratic side. John, something we talked a lot about last week is where does this race come down to? What does it come down to, education or immigration, in your opinion?
I think for Republican voters, I think immigration is, it's recognized that it's really a federal responsibility, but I think that will be in the mix. But I think education is a top issue in Arizona. I think it continues to be. Although I do think that there was a little bit of a cooling off because of, you know, the raises that the teachers should get by 2020, although we're hearing already reports that it's vastly different from district to district, depending on how it falls. So I think some people said, okay, we can cross that off the list. The education thing, we're starting to deal with that. So maybe some attention would turn toward immigration. But I think for Democrats, Democrats don't look at immigration as something the state should be involved with anyway. Mm. So I think that's a bigger issue for Republicans, and I think education overall still is job one.
Now, John, we've talked about it, too. I don't know whether we've asked you specifically. We know that Doug Ducey was, let's just say, challenged when it came to education. He would say, I'm doing everything I can, I'm doing everything out of the budget, so on and so forth, and then Red for Ed happened. We still can't figure out why he hasn't got a bump in the polls. It's going to be close. It is. Whoever challenges him on the Democrat side, it looks like either people are, I guess, either maybe they're gun shy, maybe they're scared. I don't know, but it is not close to Doug Ducey being not behind, but he's not pulling ahead in the polls either.
I have a theory on that, and this might not be very popular in Republican circles, but I think there are Republicans who feel that Governor Ducey got rolled a little bit in the Red for Ed. I think they wanted to see a little more Trumpian approach.
Really?
Yes, I do. I think there are Republicans who feel that the governor rolled too quickly that he placated them too much, that he seemed to be so afraid to tick them off that he could have taken a harder line and said, listen, I'm going to try to help you, but don't pull the strike nonsense. I think a lot of Republicans feel that way.
Interesting, because John Hook from Fox Senate joining us. If Ducey hadn't come up with the 20 for 20, the 20 by 20, or 20% by 2020, well, then the teachers might not even be in class today. I mean, what did Republicans expect the governor to do? He had to do something. I mean, if he was going to win re-election, he had to do something.
And if you're a Democrat, that's all you hammer him on.
Was
the education, that he didn't do anything.
Right.
Well, he did something, so the Democrats really can't hammer him on education.
He got the teachers paid, so.
He did, but we also, in the midst of it, got a strike. And I think there are a lot of folks that left a bad taste in some people's mouths.
And they're blaming Ducey.
Well, I think they feel that it should have never come to that, especially when the governor seemed to be working with them and trying to get them something, and then they struck anyway. When that happened, I think some people said, well, you're not going to please these people no matter what you do. So why don't you take a tougher line on it? I think they wanted to see a little more chutzpah. Let me put it that way. I think this is in Republican circles. There are other Republicans who think, look, we needed to do this. We had to do it. And Democrats certainly felt that way. I think that teachers needed to be brought up to some kind of equity in pay compared to the rest of the country. Now, there are arguments about where they stand nationally now and where they will be in 2020. Some of the research shows that they'll be moving up dramatically nationally in where they rank once we get to 2020. But again, we're dealing with an average. So some districts will see more than 20%. Some will see considerably less. And I don't think we're out of the woods on this thing yet.
Hey, John, Republicans want Trump to endorse McSally in Arizona for the Senate. You think he'll do it, or is it not even that big a deal?
I don't think he needs to. I think the president doesn't need to get involved too much until you get to a general, especially in something like this. I don't think, unless it's a race that he really feels he needs to get involved in, and he has gotten involved in some of these special election primaries, picking, you know, a candidate he wants, but I'm not sure he needs to get involved here. And, you know, the interesting thing in that race is if Joe Arpaio were not part of the equation, some of the polling indicates that Kelly Ward could really give McSally trouble in a primary if they were head-to-head, that she might beat her. We're talking about, you know, hardcore partisan people who vote generally in these primaries. And so, you know, you could have a completely different situation if Joe Arpaio weren't in the mix.
If Joe Arpaio weren't in the mix and his votes went to Kelly Ward, she'd get creamed by Sinema, right?
We're talking Ward, right?
That is the conventional. Yeah, that's the conventional wisdom that McSally is a better general election candidate than Ward.
No doubt.
But there are people who don't agree with that. So you get all of this from, you know, depends on where your perspective is. You know, but I think Trump has kind of warmed to McSally a little bit. There's no doubt. I mean, he mentioned her again today. She was there when he unveiled the new defense budget.
Right.
And so he mentioned her by name at that event today in New York. So there is a kind of subtle nod going on without going full bore endorsement.
John Hook anchors the 4, 5, and 9 o'clock now on Fox 10.
Keep going.
I was going to say, man, when do you go home? Like after midnight or something? Jeez.
No, they carry us out on a stretcher. We get resuscitated, and then we're back the next day.
All right, John, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
All right, guys.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck with the house.
Jeez. Take care, Matt Gatos. Yeah.
Right,
you got it.
John Hook, everybody, Fox 10.
He posted some of that stuff that was going on his house. I mean, it looked like a flood. It looked like his house was going to get flooded.
It's just been a crazy monsoon season, no question about it.